the Strathalbyn Antique Fair returns on the 14th and 15th of this month to celebrate 30 years. Linda McLaughlin from the Strathalbyn Tourism Association joins me now to discuss. Hi, Linda.
Hello, Jenny. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's really good to have you with us because it's a bit of a delayed celebration, isn't it?
It is, actually. It's a deferred 30th anniversary. Last year, we went the way of so many other events due to circumstances beyond our control, let us say. But we're very pleased that we're back again this year.
What is it all about?
What it's all about, it's all about a lot of joy, actually, a lot of fun and the thrill of the chase. It's a whole-of-town project, so all the businesses, all the shops, everyone in Strathalbyn gets on board, and we run a fair, in this case, slightly scaled down because of the COVID situation, but an antique and collectibles fair in two halls. We fill the halls up with dealers who have been saving stock for a long time, especially to come to the fair, so that you've got all sorts of things that you might go and have a look at and browse through and buy and take home. So it's a wonderful occasion to buy something for yourself, something different, something quirky, and to have a lovely day out in Strathalbyn as well.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. Yeah, absolutely.
It is.
And I hear that the Motor Museum, the Gilberts Motor Museum, is taking part as well.
The Gilberts Motor Museum is a wonderful building, a wonderful museum, and it's full of fabulous displays. It's entirely volunteer run, and the guys and girls do a wonderful job. So, yes, the museum is taking part this year. So for the entry price, which is just $10, you can get into both of the halls and then also into Gilberts Motor Museum. You can also catch the shuttle bus, which connects between the two halls. So there's so much to see and do for your money.
There's a real love of antiques in Strathalbyn, isn't there?
Strathalbyn is. It's a historic town, and all of the buildings have been very well maintained and quite meticulously kept by their owners. And we also have five antique shops. So they're all very varied as well. So there's a lot to see and do if you are a lover of antiques and collectibles. The fact that we have so many shops and we're all a little bit different gives a very good reason to come to town non-fair days and just browse through the shops, because you are bound to find something that you like.
What attracts you to antiques? Why do you love antiques, Linda McLaughlin?
Well, I've been dealing in them for 35 years, so collecting has always been a passion. I think the wonderful thing about antiques is that you're going to find something that's very often of far superior quality than you're going to get now. You're going to find something that's quirky, something that's different, something that's very good value for money. When you do compare it to what you can buy now, you're going to buy conversation pieces. You might buy a piece of furniture or a decor item that you'll take home and put in your house. Your friends will visit and they'll say, wow, I haven't seen one of those before. So you're getting yourself a conversation piece as well as something that you're going to take a lot of pleasure out of owning.
Do you have any favourites?
Oh, we fill our own shop with things that we love. And I'd have to say I have a few things that I do like, but I also have a very broad interest. And if I start going on about things, there might be listeners who say, I don't know what she's talking about. Advertising is a very good example. We're all used to advertising. It's been something that has been with us for hundreds of years, the promotion of businesses and products. Antique advertising encompasses such things as enamel signs, shop display cabinets, tins and packaging. And again, packaging many years ago was made very, very well, and it was made to last. So people saved the wonderful tins that they might have had biscuits in and kept storing them and putting things in them. And so they've stayed with us, and they're still practical, they're still useful, and they're still decorative.
Oh, that's awesome. There's a different sort of feel to the way things were decorated before or advertised, things like that. It's sort of a moment caught in time.
It is very much so. If you look at something like an enamel sign, it is a little bit of history in its own right, and it's very indicative of the time in which it was made. The graphics, the font used in the writing, you can look at something quite often and say, well, that's got to be from the 1920s or the 1930s or from about 1910, because we can see the fashions and we can see the script, and we can even see the terms used in promotion of items encompassed within the advertising that was made then.
Yeah. And the Strathalbyn Antique Fair, which is returning on the 14th and 15th of August, celebrating 30 years. How did it start? Because it's obviously been going for a long time now.
It started 30, 31 years ago, and it really was a replacement for the penny farthing race weekend, which used to be held here. That stopped, it moved, and it's also something happening right at the end of winter, and we do often get complaints about the weather, which we can't help, but it was something that occurred at a time when perhaps trade was a bit slow. It got the town out of the doldrums as well, so there were a couple of different reasons, apart from the fact too that the antiques and collectibles have always had a good following, and it's a wonderful excuse to get everyone together.
Sounds pretty good to me. So tickets at the door?
Tickets are available at each of the halls, the Town Hall on High Street and the Show Hall on Coronation Road, and also at Gilbert's Motor Museum, which is on High Street. So once you've purchased your entry fee, you'll be given a wristband. So you wear your wristband. That wristband then allows you into each of the halls as many times as you need to go in and out into Gilbert's Motor Museum, and it allows you onto the connecting shuttle bus.
Oh, so what's the shuttle bus all about?
The shuttle bus stops outside Gilbert's Motor Museum and outside the show hall on Coronation Road. Because there's a couple of kilometres between the two halls, it's not necessarily something that everyone is able to walk, so the bus is available. It's also wheelchair accessible, although we do encourage people, particularly if the weather is okay, to walk from one hall to the other. You can walk through our beautiful park, cross the river, have a look at the ducks, have something to eat in the cafes or the pubs that you'll come across along the way, and then walk on to the next hall.
Oh, sounds fabulous. I hope it all goes well, and fingers crossed that COVID restrictions don't get in the way. Thanks, Linda McLaughlin.
You're most welcome, Jenny. Thank you very much for talking to me.